You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, March 4th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in a little more than 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day and weekend slate of betting action. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, boys and girls. It's Tyler Fulgham and Anita Marks. Just talking a little trash before we came on the microphone to record this podcast. One of these days, Anita and I are going to share a tea box together, and it is going to go down. Anita, how are you this Friday morning?
I'm great. So our colleague, Joe Fortenbaugh, was here on the East Coast yesterday in New York for he hosted a summit, and I ran into him, and, you know, after a few hugs, he was just telling me what a phenomenal golfer you are and how you read greens. So I'm like, all right. Now I'm up to the challenge now even more than ever. So eventually I'm going to make my way out there to Vegas, Tyler. You just watch. These sirens of New York City that you can hear in the background will be.
That's my warning. That's my warning that Anita is coming.
Will be a distant reminder for me and where I am in the desert and what my goal is to beat you.
All right. Well, the invitation is the gauntlet has been thrown. Insert the Rock gif where he's just saying, bring it. I cannot wait to have you out here in the desert, Anita, because not only will we enjoy some good golf, but I'm sure a nice night at the sports book and maybe a bottle or two of wine over some dinner. But let's dive into Friday's slate and the weekend as well, and maybe help some folks out there win some wine money or maybe for Anita some shoe money. NBA got a nice little Friday slate, some games, of course, on ESPN. Let's start with the team that's kind of captivating the NBA nation. That's the Philadelphia 76ers. Looked oh so good with James Harden and Joel Embiid together. 3-0 since those two have come together, and I believe they're 3-0 ATS in those games with the offense just being dynamic. Tonight, they're back at home, Wells Fargo, hosting a Cleveland Cavalier team that is, you know, been feisty this year. They're certainly going to be in the postseason. They've certainly exceeded expectation. Sixers are a 7-point favorite, a low total of 216.5. Most of that is driven by the fact that the Cavs play such good defense and play at such a slow pace. How are you looking at this game, whether it's side, total, or props, Anita?
Yeah, I mean, you hit on it. Because they're fourth best defensive efficiency in the NBA, and as you said, they play it at a slow pace, I've got a lean on the under. It opened up at 218.5. It's now down to 217. I highly recommend, if you agree with that, you need to get on that ASAP, because I do believe that it will continue to drop as we get closer to tip-off. But there is a, you know me, Tyler, there is a plethora of prop bets in this game that I love tonight. And probably my favorite is Embiid, over 29.5 points. He has, as much as I love Jared Allen, he has dominated Jared Allen in his career. 60% in regard to field goal percentage. He just dominates him in the paint. His body, he's just too big. He's too strong for Jared Allen to go up against. Last time he faced him, he put up 40 points, and he got to the free throw line. He had 15 of those 40 from the free throw line. I'm waiting to see if there's a free throw line prop bet that comes out before tip off. If that's the case, I'm on that as well. But Embiid over 29.5 points. And then what we've seen, I know it's a small sample size. It's only three games. By the way, just because we're going to be on Daily Wager later on tonight, I just want to confirm we're going with Embiid, right? That's our power couple name for them, because like you came up with it. Kudos to you, my friend, right? Like Embiid, is that what we're rolling with?
I think it rolls off the tongue a little bit there. Embiid, I don't know, you had the opposite. It was Harbeed.
I had Harbeed, right? But I like Embiid. I'm willing to roll with it. Okay. Listen, best, like the best pick and roll tandem in the NBA. Like, it's just deadly. Therefore, like, I'm envisioning Harden over 34 and a half points and assists tonight. Also, I like the over and 2.5 3-pointers for Harden as well. He's averaging 3 a game, and you could get that at plus money. Also, where's the offensive scoring power going to come from with Cleveland? It's Garland. He's back. I'm really surprised. His over under point total is only 20 and a half. He played 33 minutes, put up 33 points, 5 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. So at 20 and a half at even money, like, I don't know, that might even be the best bet on the table. Over 2.5 for Garland as well at even money. And last but not least, where are they going to get their defense? I think a lot. Jared Allen is going to be focusing so much on Embiid that I think Mobley is going to be available for some work in the paint as well. So I got him over 1.5 blocks. He's posted 2 blocks per game in 3 of his last 5. And you can get that at plus money at plus 175. So those are, I know it's a lot, but you know me, those are my prop bets for tonight.
I'd expect nothing less than a plethora from the prop queen, Anita Marks. I have one play in this game that correlates with what you started with on that total going under. I'll just isolate the Cavs team total under 104.5. As you mentioned, the Cavs play good defense. So too does Philadelphia. They're 9th in defensive rating in the NBA this season. Both teams rank 25th in the NBA in pace. So it will be comfortable for both teams to play really slow. I'm just worried about Harden and Embiid being so efficient offensively. That's why I'm staying away from the game total going under and just isolating the Cavs team total under. Win, lose, or draw, I think this is going to be a low scoring game for the Cavs because they just don't have the offensive horsepower of this new look 76ers team that now has Embiid and Harden, and of course still some ancillary pieces like Maxey and Tobias Harris. So I like Philly to win the game. I like Philly to at home play some good defense and continue, showing that offensive firepower. That's why I'm going to isolate the Cavs team total under 104.5. Another big game amongst, top contenders in the Eastern Conference. The Chicago Bulls are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. Bulls, a 5-point home. Let me double check that. Are they at home or is this game in Milwaukee? They are at home. Yes, they're at the United Center. They're a 5-point home dog, a hefty total of 240. Now, keep in mind, the Bulls just played last night against Atlanta, so they had to travel from Atlanta back home to Chicago for the second of a back-to-back. Now taking on the Bucks again as a 5-point home dog with a massive total of 240. What do you like in this one, Anita?
I know it's massive, but I like it. You know, again, this is a Bulls team, second of a back-to-back. They were in Atlanta. They had to travel back to Chicago. And Ball and Caruso are still out. 22nd in defensive efficiency. Teams are averaging 115 points a game. And the Bucks, they've got the second best offense in the NBA. They're averaging 120 points a game their last 10. They're shooting 58%. And their defense has been horrible. So I have a lean on the over here. Let's give Erin Dolan a shout out. You call me the queen of prop bets. She's the queen of first quarter spreads. And one thing that she turned us on to is the box and the fact that they are the number one team in the NBA in regard to first quarter rating at plus 10.5. So they're the number one team in the NBA in regard to the first quarter. Meanwhile, the Bulls, they are 23rd in first quarter rating. So I'm going to go here. And by the way, we're recording this around noon today. First quarter spread is not out yet. However, what is out is first to 15 points in the first quarter. And I'm going with the Bucks at minus 140. That is what's out right now. And I'm going to jump on that. I think also you want to look and see, is Zach LaVine going to play? Again, he played last night against Atlanta, but he is coming back from a knee issue. So, like, do they want to give him a night off, especially since it's a back-to-back? So keep an eye on that. You know, as I said, no Ball, no Caruso. There is a chance that Zach LaVine might be inactive as well. And I think that's going to have an effect here as well. But a slight lean on the over. And then, again, I'm looking for Bucks first quarter odds to hit the board. They haven't yet. But what is on there right now is first to 15 points in the first quarter and the Bucks at minus 140.
Yeah, I usually, when I see a number like 240, I usually just stay away. Of course, these two teams play fast. They play good offense. Would not be shocked at all if this is a 123 to 120 type of game. But just, I get so worried that one bad 5 minute stretch derails the total going over. So I understand the belief that this game will go over because, again, that's just how the Bucks play. And Chicago's been playing a lot of high scoring games as well. But instead of attacking that, I'll look at the prop market, Anita. And this is kind of a situational thing, but I think with this particular player, situation matters. Bobby Portis is one of the most emotional basketball players in the NBA. That's why those Milwaukee Bucks fans love him. And what do we have here with this matchup in Chicago tonight, Anita? It is a revenge spot for Bobby Portis. He's returning to Chicago to play against that team that kind of let him go to Milwaukee. And I did some digging on how Portis has performed in his career against the Chicago Bulls. And the numbers that I dug up, they align with the intuition that I had that Bobby likes to take it to his old team. He averages in 9 games against the Bulls, 14.6 points per game in his career. Of all 30 NBA teams, that's the second highest point per game average that he has against any of the 30 teams in the NBA. Now, his rebound average against the Bulls is 9.0 in 9 career games. That is the highest rebound average that he has versus any of the other 29 or 30 teams that he has played against in his NBA career. So he definitely likes to show up against Chicago, especially with this game being in Chicago. I think he's going to be geared up, jacked up. As soon as he touches that ball, he's going to be firing. I think he's going to crash the boards and be a typical agitator the way Bobby Portis is. So a couple of wagers that I have, over 8.5 rebounds is even money. Over 24.5 points plus rebounds is minus 120. I would take both of those. Portis is in the starting lineup. We have a healthy 240 total, so the box scores are expected to be robust. And again, he's a guy who shows up and plays in these situational spots against a team that once employed him. I think Bobby's going to be locked in trying to put up big numbers. And Chicago, defensively, they struggle against that center position, even though they have Vucevic. Centers are, you know, putting up big box scores against them. They're 27th in offensive production allowed to the center position. So I think Portis is in line for a big day, returning to Chicago to take on the Bulls. Another game we want to look at taking place in Phoenix, the Knicks, which a team that you're familiar with living there in New York, New Jersey area. They're traveling to Phoenix to take on exactly. We need to have some of those sound effects put in post-production. For the Knicks, they're traveling to Phoenix to take on that Suns team, of course, that will be without Devin Booker and CP3, but the Suns absolutely throttled the Trailblazers in their first game without those three. The Knicks come in having won just one of their last 10 games. This line, kind of fishy to me. The Suns are only laying 6.5 at home against this Knicks team that's just been repugnant as of late. Are you taking the bait there? Do you like the Suns, or do you think the line stands out for a reason to maybe back the Knicks?
Yeah, I think the line is what it is because there's no Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Devin Booker, of course, health protocol has already been ruled out for the game. So I think that's a big reason for the line. I like the under here, to be quite frank. You know, this is a Knicks team. They're just god-awful. They've only won one of their last 11 games. They're 27th in scoring. They're only averaging 105 points per game. I know, and a big reason why they're even putting up 105 is because of RJ Barrett, but I believe that he gets all the attention tonight. So I'm fading RJ Barrett. I'm not necessarily playing any prop bets for him. I don't know. Maybe I'll play under three, under points. I'm not sure yet. But at the same time, the Knicks, 8th in defensive efficiency. Teams are only averaging 107 points against them. Meanwhile, for the Suns, they're 6th in defensive efficiency. Teams are only averaging 105. And again, no Chris Paul, no Devin Booker. So the under to me screams, I think that might be the best play here at 223. That's what I have it at. Not sure if where your line is right now. Also, my favorite prop bet in this is Cam Johnson over threes. The line hasn't hit yet. I'm assuming it's going to be at 2.5. You know, without Booker and without Chris Paul in the game, he's averaging a minimum of 25 minutes, 20 points. He's hit over 2.5 three-pointers in three of his last four games. So right now, the mindset for the Suns is next men up. And Cam Johnson, you know I like Jay Crowder. I won the best bet the other day on him. I know you're all over Ayton. I'm sure you are. You know, Holiday, a lot of guys are going to have to step up. But I really like Cam Johnson over three-pointers tonight as well.
Yeah, we might have to thread the needle here a bit. I see 222.5 with that total. I would lay it with the Suns. I know this looks fishy, but the Suns, even without Chris Paul and Devin Booker, are just wildly better than the New York Knicks. I mean, this is a deep, awesome team. And even when they don't have their two best players, there's still a lot of really, really good players. Cam Payne is a capable point guard when CP3 is not in there. And then, of course, guys like Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, they all pick up the slack in terms of the scoring that's lost with Devin Booker. So my official play, Anita, is the Suns team total over 114.5. This is a team that's ninth in the NBA in pace in the Suns. And I really think the biggest reason I'm isolating the Suns side that they'll score a lot of points is because the Knicks defense has just fallen into the tank. It's atrocious now. They have, over their last 10 games, a 117.5 defensive rating, which means they allow 117.5 points per 100 possessions. Over that 10-game stretch, that ranks 28th in the NBA. But if you use that defensive rating over the course of this entire season, if that's the way the Knicks have been playing over the course of this entire season, they'd rank dead last in defensive rating behind the Houston Rockets. 117.5 is a bad defensive rating. And I think that 10-game stretch with the Knicks, in which the Knicks are 1-9, is indicative of just where they're at right now. They've kind of given up. They don't play hard on defense. And I think the Suns team at home will take advantage of that and score at least 115 points. I also like them to cover the 6.5 because I think this line is just not giving enough respect to the others on the Phoenix Suns team. Again, a team that went to the NBA Finals and took Giannis and Co. to 6 games last year. Even though they're missing CP3 and Devin Booker, they're still a deep, loaded team. So my official play, team total over 114.5, and I would lay the 6.5 with the Suns there. Some other games at least worth mentioning in the NBA that have caught our eye. We have the, let's see here, the T-Wolves laying 9.5 on the road at OKC, and the T-Wolves have just been an interesting team. They're 25-7. To the over on the road this season. I repeat, T-Wolves games on the road have gone over almost 80% of the time this season. If that matters to you, the total set at 229.5 in OKC tonight. Let's switch gears, though, and hop on the links. That's how we open this presentation. Right now, your boy Victor Hovland is doing some work at Bay Hill in the Arnold Palmer Invite. Hovland opened with, I think, a 3-under on Thursday, and he's been on fire so far Friday morning as of recording. He sits alone atop the leaderboard, 6-under through 16 holes today, which has him 2 clear of Rory McIlroy. Rory fired an opening round 7-under, but he hasn't teed off yet as of recording this on Friday. So your boy Victor Hovland, who you isolated pre-flop as someone, is absolutely balling today. He has the solo lead before Rory tees off on Friday. And I know that's kind of how you wanted to spin this forward, looking at the Masters, which is coming up in about a month and a half at Augusta, because Rory is playing good golf here at Bay Hill like he always does. And if you look at the odds for Rory at Augusta, only John Rahm, of course, has shorter odds than Rory heading into that tournament. That could change, I imagine, Anita, if Rory keeps balling like he has, playing well like he has here at Bay Hill.
Yeah, so I'm going to toot my own horn. I don't do it often, but if you recall, last week, Berger was my golfer of choice. Unfortunately, he wet the bed on Sunday, but he went in as the top of the leaderboard. He had an 85% chance of winning last week, and just marinating that. Hovland, I chose him to win this week, and right now he's got a 26.8% chance of winning this tournament. He's got a 2-shot lead right now. He's 6-under through 16, as you said, but Rory hasn't even teed off yet. He tees off in about 20 minutes around 12:57 p.m., and he's 2 shots back. Right now you can still put money on Hovland to win this at 2-1. Hopefully you watched Daily Wager and you read our column and you got him at better odds on Wednesday, but nonetheless, let's look ahead to the Masters. Now, a few things to note here in regard to Rory, right? Like, He always starts fast here at Bay Hill. This is a course that suits his game to a T. So first and foremost, like, his game is on point. Number two, he's finally working with his coach again, Mike Bannon. Because of COVID rules, Bannon was not allowed to travel with him the past 2 years. And so now, because, you know, the rules, you know, everything has kind of been lifted, travel's a little bit more easier. Now Bannon is able to travel here to the United States, and they've been working really hard. And another thing, you know, keep in mind, as we know, like, the Masters is the one major that Rory has not been able to win. And he's looking, of course, to complete that, right? And be one of very few in the history of the PGA to win all four majors. And you could get him right now at 14-1, Tyler, to win the Masters. And I know he struggled again. Like, his putting seems to be doing a lot better. He's got his coach here in the States now. He'll be coming in hot. It's just about a month away. He'll be coming in hot. He's been playing really well this year. My point is, if you like Rory, I don't think you'll get these odds. If Rory wins this tournament or finishes at least in the top five, those odds are going to drop. So I don't believe that you're going to get better odds on Rory to win the Masters better than 14-1 than you are right now. So I've put some money on Rory to win the Masters, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to see Rory don that green jacket and complete the career Grand Slam. He's had so much heartache there at Augusta, and just one of the best golfers we've ever seen, certainly one of the best on tour right now, and a good guy, it seems, as well. So just, like, from an emotional perspective, I like Rory, and I don't mind those odds at 14-1 because I think he is getting his game back to that major championship level that we saw, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. All right, Anita, that'll do it for today. A little more than 10 minutes of the bets you need, as promised, but tough cookies. That's what Anita and I like to do. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Monday on the Daily Wager podcast.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.